Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
How healthy are people in Massachusetts? Well, it depends. The Massachusetts Health Council has completed its biannual checkup on health, looking at 11 key indicators, and the results are mixed. On the one hand, more Massachusetts residents have health insurance and they're smoking less. On the other hand, more children are overweight and more people are using the emergency room because access to care is a problem. Susan Servais is the council's executive director. She joined us to discuss the report, and she says the growing number of overweight kids is of particular concern.
High school kids in Massachusetts, 14% of them are overweight, and middle school kids, 17%. And in fact, a very scary number, 2 to 5-year-olds in Massachusetts, 16% of them are obese.
What was interesting to me was that the obesity rate for adults went down while the rate for kids went up.
Yes. It is interesting. A lot of workplaces now have workplace wellness programs where they're helping their employees understand about weight loss and being healthy and getting exercise. So our numbers are bad, and no one wants to see 57% of your adults and 34% of your children being overweight or obese. But the good news in this is that over the last couple years, it has stabilized, and we're very excited about that. And we hope that in 2 years, when we do the report again, we're going to see an even bigger drop on both sides, children and adults.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the surprising things that I read in your report was that Massachusetts is the most violent state in the Northeast region?
Yes. If you look at all violent crime, murder, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, we are really not putting together coalitions and partnerships and working with police and churches and various groups to try to bring these numbers down. And we were doing better a few years ago, but a lot of it had to do with funding problems, so that we're just not seeing these private-public partnerships that are really needed to deal with violence prevention.
There was that astonishing statistic that young black men have 36 times higher rate of death by homicide than young white men.
That's correct.
That's just amazing.
Yeah.
What were you surprised by in this report?
Well, I think the biggest surprise for me, we thought that once health care reform was instituted and everyone would be insured, we thought that there would be a drop in the usage of the emergency room as a primary setting for health care. That has not been the case. ER use has actually increased, and part of that, I believe, as the report shows, there is a tremendous problem with accessing physicians, that we have a serious physician shortage here in Massachusetts in all areas. Only 44% of Massachusetts primary care physicians are accepting new patients, so that even though 97% of Massachusetts residents have insurance, it's hard to get in to see a doctor, or there are long waits to see a doctor.
Now, it would seem that a lot of these indicators really are indicative of a problem with income disparity as well. I read in your report, for example, that 70% of those who did not finish high school said that they were in less than very good health, compared with 26% of those who graduated from college. When you read a lot of these numbers, you think that what they really highlight is a growing divide between those who have means and those who do not.
I do believe that that's absolutely true. I think that it does show that when you've got the economic disparities, you're also going to have the social and risky behavior disparities that we are seeing.
If you could pick one that you hope lawmakers would address as soon as possible, what do you think is the most pressing one?
The violence, because I believe that there are collaborations that can be made. There are mentoring programs and education in schools that can reduce violence in our state. And some have already been done. You know, the new legislation around bullying, very important step in the right direction to reduce bullying, because young bullies become adult bullies. There's more that can be done, but I think that that is a very important issue that needs to be addressed right away.
Susan Cervais, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Health Council, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Deb.
The Massachusetts Health Council presents its biannual health status report to lawmakers at the Statehouse later this morning.